enough people, can a revolution be justified in self-defense.
But when a long train of abuses and usurpations pursuing invariably the same object evinces a design to reduce them under absolute despotism, it is their right, it is their duty to throw off such government and to provide new guards for their future security.
Jefferson set out to prove that George III was guilty of a conspiracy to subvert the liberties of America. He wished to show that aggressive acts by the English government were not unrelated incidents. When colonial grievances dating from 1763 were placed in a larger picture and linked together, Jefferson believed they uncovered a diabolical march to tyranny.
Such has been the patient sufferance of these colonies, and such is now the necessity which constrains them to alter their former systems of government. The history of the present King of Great Britain is a history of repeated injuries and usurpations, all having in direct object the establishment of an absolute tyranny over these states. To prove this, let facts be submitted to a candid world.
And so Jefferson presented his allegations against George III. As we said before, these were not offered as a grab bag of unrelated crimes. Their persistence and sheer numbers would, Jefferson hoped, provide conclusive evidence of a tyrannical plan to enslave America. Some historians dismiss Jefferson's argument out of hand. George III, they say, had his faults, but he was no tyrant. In their opinion, Jefferson's charge of tyranny was politically motivated propaganda.